Hello, everyone, and welcome to another lesson of English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, it's pretty cold outside right now.
Mm-hmm. And
that means lots of people are having hot drinks, hot soup, stuff like that. There's one of them, though, that it is a drink and a soup in one. It's Hakka Lei Cha. Have you ever tried it?
Hakka Lei Cha. I know it's a kind of special tea. I've heard of it, but I've never had it before.
Hmm.
Brian, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of the foreigners don't like to drink Chinese tea because they think it's tasteless. What about you? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I've never heard that before, actually. I didn't know that they didn't like it.
So you just drink Chinese tea without any sugar?
Yep.
Milk?
Nope. No.
Oh, that's good for you. As for me, or most of the Taiwanese, I believe, like to drink Chinese tea, especially in winter, as you said. Tea can warm us up and has a little caffeine in it that can make us feel more energetic. I think no matter it's Chinese tea, English tea, or Hakka Lei Cha, they are all delicious.
Well, today's article is all about Hakka Lei Cha, where it comes from, what goes in it, and where to try it. So, if you are ready to warm up with today's article, let's get into it. It's called Stay Warm with Hakka Lei Cha.
Reading Stay Warm with Hakka Lei Cha. There's a mortar and pestle full of tea, nuts, and grains before you. After grinding them down, you make a drink. This is how you make Lei Cha, or pounded tea, a traditional drink of the Hakka people. For a long time, the Hakka people were often on the move and short of resources. If they had guests, they would put whatever grains they had into a bowl. Then the host would pound the grains and mix them with water. Thus, Lei Cha was born as a simple but nourishing drink that quenched thirst and kept people warm in winter. In Taiwan, Lei Cha is especially popular in the Hakka town of Beipu in Hsinchu County. Visitors can enter Lei Cha shops and choose from many ingredients to make their own drink. Common ingredients include tea leaves, nuts, seeds, and grains. If you are feeling cold this winter, or simply want to try making something new, why not make some Lei Cha?
The article begins, there's a mortar and pestle full of tea, nuts, and grains before you. Okay, so we're setting a little scene here, a little picture. Now, a mortar and pestle is a kind of bowl and a stick, usually made from stone, maybe wood, and we use them to grind up things, either food or medicine.
Mortar 是研磨的意思。什么是研磨呢？就是呢，让你可以放材料进去，然后呢，研磨的碗。那 pestle 呢，就是捣碎或碾碎磨碎材料用的杵。When it comes to Hakka Lei Cha, a mortar and a pestle are indispensable. 它们是不可或缺的。The reason why Hakka Lei Cha is special is that there are nuts and grains in it, but you must use a pestle to grind the ingredients in a mortar, and drink tea with them. So, Brian, we saw a word, grains, in the article. What are these ingredients?
Well, see, the article says, you see tea, nuts, and grains in front of you. Now, grains, this is a noun, it's spelled G-R-A-I-N-S, grains, and they are the seeds of plants that are used for food. So, there is, we have wheat, rice and corn, these are all examples of grains. So, for example, we can say we can use grains to make bread, pasta, and cereal.
Grains 就是谷物的意思啦。我们可以用 grains, 谷物来做面包, bread, 意大利面, pasta, and cereal, 麦片等等的东西。
Now, the article continues, after grinding them down, you make a drink. This is how you make Lei Cha, or pounded tea, a traditional drink of the Hakka people. So we use this mortar and pestle, we grind down these items. Now, when we grind something down, it means we break them into very small pieces. We press on them hard. And this is kind of how Lei Cha gets its name.
Grind 是动词磨的意思。同学们注意这个字的发音哦，我们念作 grind, grind. After grinding nuts and grains, we can have Hakka Lei Cha.Or pounded tea. Pound 这个字啊，同学们注意了 ，P-O-U-N-D， 它是一个动作，是动词，当作敲打、猛击的意思。那字尾加了 ed， 变成过去分词来当作形容词用。Pounded 就是捣烂的、碾碎的意思。所以我们说的 pounded tea 其实就是所谓的客家擂茶，里面的东西都被捣碎了。Brian, what does the Hakka people have this kind of special pounded tea?
Well, the article says, for a long time, the Hakka people were often on the move and short of resources. So, this is a little history on the Hakka people. The article says they wereShort of resources. Now, resources is a noun. It's spelled R-E-S-O-U-R-C-E-S. And it is a supply of something useful. So resources could be wood, stone, oil, food, gold, and more. So, for example, we can say, this country has many resources that it uses to create different products.
So, if a country has sufficient resources, they can do whatever they want without any concern. Resources, 资源可以是 water, food, wood, 木头或者是 oil, 石油。However, as for the Hakka people...Things are not the same. They were short of resources. 客家人的资源其实是不足够的 And they were on the move a lot.
Now we also, like you said, we heard that the Hakka people were on the move or moving around a lot. And that happens to be today's shortcut for you. So let's go to a clip about that now.
Shortcut for you.
We won't be able to catch up with each other until a month later.
Why?
I'm going to Europe for a business trip. I'll be on the move.
What? You're moving because of your job? Why?
Calm down. To be on the move means to travel from place to place.
Oh, I see. To be on the move means 在旅途中四处奔波。Even if you're on the move, we can still keep in touch.
How?
You'll be in a different country, but we can still connect through Facebook.
How could I forget about that? I'm losing my mind.
I think you're the one who needs to chill.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Before the clip, we learned that the Hakka people didn't always have many resources and were on the move a lot, so they were moving around to different places. Now, the article continues, if they had guests, they would put whatever grains they had into a bowl. Then the host would pound the grains and mix them with water. Thus, Lei Cha was born as a simple but nourishing drink that quenched thirst,and kept people warm in winter.
I got it. Because of the lack of resources, they put grains and water together as a drink for their guests.
Right. So if you didn't have a whole lot of food necessarily at home, you tried to make what you could.
So Lei Cha came out.
Right. This is how they made it, and this is exactly how it is still made today.The drink was nourishing, it says in the article, which meant that it provided the things we need to grow.It also quenched thirst. Now, thirst is a noun. It's spelled T-H-I-R-S-T. And thirst is an uncomfortable feeling caused when we just need to drink something. So, for example, Lisa had a strong thirst after running around in the soccer game.
The word nourishing here is used to describe the drink, Hakka lei cha. It means the drink is full of nutrition. Nourishing 就是营养丰富的的意思了，再念一次 nourishing, nourishing. And the word quench means to stop. To quench thirst means to stop thirst. 那同学们注意了，thirst 这个字啊是一个名词，是渴的意思哦哈。那我们通常都用的是它的形容词，叫做 thirsty. For example, I'm thirsty, 我很渴。那记得名词是没有 y 的。那再来呢，还有一些字同学们要注意哦，像是啊 I'm hungry, 我好饥饿哦。但是饥饿这个名词怎么说呢？那就是 hunger, H-U-N-G-E-R. Next, the article says in Taiwan,Lei cha is especially popular in the Hakka town of Beipu in Hsinchu County, 在新竹县的北埔。
So, as you may or may not know, a lot of Hakka people live in Hsinchu, right? So it makes sense that Lei cha is popular there. In fact, it's especially popular there, according to the article.Now, if something is especially, this is an adverb. It's spelled E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L-L-Y. If something is especially popular or whatever, it is more than usual in some way. So, for example, I'm okay at drawing, but Vicky is especially good at drawing.
Especially 是特别尤其的意思，它是一个 adverb, 也就是副词。至于特别尤其的是什么呢？记得加在 especially 的后面哦。可以加上形容词，像文章当中的 especially special, 也可以加上名词。For example, I like all kinds of tea, especially 擂茶。我喜欢各种的茶类，特别是擂茶。那同学们注意哦，如果呢，你想要换字的话，你可以用 in particular 这个片语。那记得它的这个前后的顺序是相反的哦。如果说呢，某某东西非常的特别，你要说 something in particular。Okay, and I have heard that a lot of tourists go there to experience how to make their own lei cha.
Right. The article says, visitors can enter lei cha shops and choose from many ingredients to make their own drink.
Ooh, that sounds nice, that visitors can choose the ingredients that they want to make their own lei cha. Ingredients 就是原料的意思啦。
Right. So the article says, common ingredients include tea leaves, nuts, seeds, and grains. So, if you are feeling cold this winter or simply want to try making something new, why not make some lei cha?
Yeah, why not? And when you are making lei cha, pounding the ingredients is needed. So, when you are pounding them, you can also work out a little. What a good activity it is.
Right, so it sounds, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like something to do, you know, to go out for a day and, you know, pick out these different ingredients and make your own drinks and enjoy them. Is this something that you would be interested in trying out at some point?
Yeah, I would like to try. And have you ever met any Hakka people?
Yeah, sure. I've been to Hsinchu, I've been to Naewon and some places like that. So yes, I have met some Hakka people.
I've heard that they're especially friendly to people.
Right, yeah. I have heard, you know, a whole bunch of them offered us some food. At one point, they, like a bunch of older people had gotten together to do some volunteering and...They made too much, like, mi fen or something. They're like,
oh,
here.
Oh, mi fen, you're right.
They're like, we're just walking by, and they're like, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, you know, like, just take it. We have too much food.
Gongwan, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what is gongwan?
Gongwan, that's the meatball.
Meatball with, like, pork meatball, right?
Pork meatball, all right.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, my mom is half Hakka.
Mm-hmm. So you've had a lot of this kind of food before?
No.
No?
She's just half Hakka, so actually she doesn't speak any Hakka language.
Oh, no.
Or make any Hakka food.
Oh, that's too bad. So you have to go somewhere else to get your...
Yeah, to Hsinchu.
Hsinchu to get your ban tiao.
Right.
Okay. Well, that leads us to the end of our article, but we still have our For You chat questions, so let's go to that now.
For You chat.
Okay, today's For You chat question is this. What do you like to eat or drink to keep warm in winter and why? Elsie?
Okay. Though I said I like tea a lot, hot chocolate is actually what I like to drink and warm myself up in winter. Its hot sweetness makes me feel good. Oh, and I always add some marshmallow in my hot chocolate. It can make my day. What about you, Brian?
I like tea. I like coffee. I like soup, like a big bowl of soup, something like ramen or something like that.
You like to drink tea?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned coffee?
Coffee.
What about chocolate, hot chocolate?
Rarely.
Rarely.
Very, very rarely.
So you don't like that kind of hot sweetness?
I like it if it's not too sweet. I like a little hot sweetness from time to time, but I don't make it too much anymore. I used to make it more when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm, and you also like to eat la mian.
Yeah, I like a big bowl of ramen or something.
Ramen,
like,
right.
Ramen, la mian. In winter, for sure.
For sure, not in summer.
No, I know that's common in Taiwan for people to go have a big hot bowl of soup on a hot day.
Okay, one last question for you.
Okay.
What about wamisuan? Do you know what that is?
Wamisuan?
Like oyster soup.
No.
Wamisuan, I don't know what.
Wamisuan? Like swan, is it sour?
No, it's like noodles, kind of noodles. I recommend you try next time.
Wamisuan.
In winter.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've never had that before.
Try it and tell me if you like it or not, okay?
Okay. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our article today about Hakka Leicha.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time, I'm Brian.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Stay warm with Hakka Leicha. There's a mortar and pestle full of tea, nuts, and grains before you. After grinding them down, you make a drink. This is how you make Leicha, or pounded tea, a traditional drink of the Hakka people. For a long time, the Hakka people were often on the move and short of resources. If they had guests, they would put whatever grains they had into a bowl. Then the host would pound the grains and mix them with water. Thus, Leicha was born as a simple but nourishing drink that quenched thirst and kept people warm in winter. In Taiwan, Leicha is especially popular in the Hakka town of Beipu in Hsinchu County. Visitors can enter Leicha shops and choose from many ingredients to make their own drink. Common ingredients include tea leaves, nuts, seeds, and grains. If you are feeling cold this winter or simply want to try making something new, why not make some Leicha?
Vocabulary Review.
Grain. The farmer grows grains, such as wheat, in his fields and then sells them. Resource. Wars are usually fought over resources, such as land, oil, and gold. Thirst. Sam's thirst was strong after he walked around all day in the heat. Especially. All of the restaurants on this street are good, but this cafe is especially great.